Hello, this is Lonnie Power, and this is episode number 20 of Book Power for Kids, where the Power Kids review and act out our favorite books for you. I'm reviewing Baker's Magic. It's by Diane Zoller and published by Capstone Young Readers in 2016. It has 336 pages, and it's a fictional fantasy. Here's a brief synopsis. Bee was not a thief. She had just made it to Ziwa, capital of Aradin. She never would have stolen a bun if she wasn't starving after walking that far. Master Bouts gave her a stern talk for stealing, but then he signed her on as his apprentice. Bee felt like she had found her calling in the bakery, getting to plunge her hands into butter, flour, and sugar every day. But when she meets the Princess Anika, she realizes the princess isn't being treated fairly. This leads to a daring escape from the palace and an exciting adventure on the open seas.
Book Power for Kids.
Characters. Bee.
I don't care if you've dropped in from the heavens. You still have to wait your turn.
Is the heroine of the story. She has a sting to her words, hence the name. Her baked goods seem to have an interesting effect on the people who eat them. Will.
Good morning, Miss Barbarossa.
Is an apprentice blacksmith and friends with Bee. He likes to make jokes about how her name starts with the letter B. Princess Anika.
Salutations. It is superb to make your acquaintance.
Is the Princess of Aradin. She is 16 and not yet old enough to rule. Master Joris says it instead. She's an orphan, just like Bee. Master Joris.
The tulips are mine!
Is the mage of Ziwa, though he's acting as the ruler of Ziwa, since Annika's father, the king, is gone. Master Bouts.
Now, not too much flour, or it'll be too dry.
Is the maker of the Bouts bun, the very bun that led Bee into his bakery. Captain Zay.
Welcome aboard the Egbertina Henriette.
Is the captain of the Egbertina Henriette, a tulip pirate ship.
Black Hour for Kids!
My opinion. This book is a lot of fun. I like this book for a few reasons. First of all, the heroine, Bee, is an active heroine. She's not just dilly-dallying while other people talk for her. She's always ready for adventure. Secondly, it feels realistic because Aradin, where the book is set, is very similar to what we learned about the Netherlands. And third, it's just plain funny. My favorite part is Bee's pastries. They have very funny outcomes to the people who eat them. For example, one time when she was feeling annoyed, Bee whipped up a batch of cookies and fed them to Will. He in turn got very upset with her and kicked the door behind him when he left. I think Diane Zoller did a great job in telling a great story with hilarious characters. I think you should read this book because it's just all around good. I'm always ready to read more.
Now it's time to hear the stories.
The princess turned. She was older than Bee had thought. She was surprisingly plain, her forehead large, her chin tiny and pointed, her mouth and eyes a smidge too big. But then she smiled at Bee, and her face was transformed.
How do you do? I'm Anika. Who on earth are you, and what are you doing astray in my maze? And what are those exquisite things on your plate?
Anika seemed to bubble over with questions, and Bee didn't know which ones to answer first. She gulped, and then tried to curtsy. The tart slices slid across the plate.
That was the sorriest curtsy I've ever beheld. Take care. You don't want to drop those pastries.
They're for you, Your Highness, Your Majesty, Your Ladyship.
Anika will suffice. And you are?
Bee. I'm Bee.
What a superlative name. Perhaps I should be A for Anika, then?
It's not an initial. It's short for Beatrix.
Oh, dear. Then certainly you should be called Bee. And what have you brought me, Bee?
Bee moved forward, and the princess patted the bench next to her.
Sit and divulge.
Divulge?
Tell me. It's a layer cake, and a raspberry tart, and a lingonberry tart, and a bun. I made the tarts.
Carefully, Bee lowered the plate and set it on the bench, and then sat herself.
Did you really? How remarkable to be able to make such luscious-looking comestibles.
It's nothing.
Bee assumed comestibles must be a fancy word for pastries.
Oh no, I forgot to bring you a fork!
Why ever would I need a fork?
The princess picked up the slice of cake and took a huge bite, smearing frosting on her face and hands.
Excuse me?
The princess chewed and swallowed, then licked the frosting from her fingers and around her mouth.
Oh my, that is superb! It might be the loveliest cake I've ever tasted.
Master Bouts made it, but the cook said you don't like sweets.
I never come upon the opportunity. Our cook doesn't bake at all, and when we obtain cakes from the bakeries, Uncle Joris usually finishes them off before I can procure a single morsel.
The princess picked up a slice of raspberry tart and bit off the end. There was a momentary silence.
Oh my, my, my! Spectacular! Scrumptious! It tastes like... Well, it tastes like nothing I've ever tasted before. How do you do this?
I've been practicing.
You're very skilled indeed. It doesn't just taste marvelous, it makes me feel marvelous. Like singing, like dancing.
Anika jumped up from the bench and twirled in a circle, then sat again.
I cannot believe I've been deprived of such magnificence all these years.
Bee had to pick through the words the princess used to be sure she understood them all. Perhaps, she thought, it was how royalty spoke.
Well, this is the first time we've baked for Master Joris. Usually he uses another baker.
Not anymore.
So Master Joris is your uncle?
Not really. He's the kingdom's mage and my guardian. I'm too young to rule. I'm only 16, and I don't have any parents.
Nor do I.
Princess Anika put a hand over Bee's.
I was sure there is something.
Something?
Some way we are kindred spirits. I feel a true connection with you.
You do?
We shall be great companions, I can tell. Let's perambulate. I'll show you the garden.
Thanks for listening. If you like this episode, check out our website at bookpowerforkids.com or just send us an email. Our new address is yo@bookpowerforkids.com, but you can still send your mail to the good old bookpowerforkids@gmail. We're excited to announce that we have a new review. Reviewer Frankie Macchia says, "These kids do a great job of reviewing and acting out books they've been reading. It's the ultimate book report and acting show. Amazing!" Thanks, Frankie Macchia.
And special thanks to Bayan from Osceola County, Florida for doing our transition clip. It was recorded live at a presentation we gave. Also, a big shout out to our cousin Felicity for playing the part of Bee.
If you want to read any of the books we've reviewed, you should purchase them wherever books are sold or check them out at your local library. Bye!
Retake.
Blah, blah, blah.
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 Where were we?
Characters.
Ah, caricatures.
Caricatures.
What's with the angel emoji
I don't care if you dropped in from the heaven.
Oh, I see it now.
Yes. Ha ha.
You spent so much time putting emojis into the script.
But I wrote everything, so I get to put emojis on everything.
All right, start with characters.